Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on change management called The Importance of Style. What is your style when handling change? Do you like to approach it in a very fast way or for it to happen slowly? Do you prefer total or massive change? Or is your preference for it to be handled in a small and partial way? Is your style to be very detailed or high level? Is your style to focus on profound and deep-rooted change or surface change? And finally, is your style and your preference to start things or stop things? Here are a couple of exercises for you to consider doing with yourself and with your team when considering change. With your colleagues, discuss the following questions and perhaps make some notes to capture your thoughts and ideas for comparison later. Which of the previously stated approaches do you prefer? In which contexts have you used these strategies? In your career? In your relationships? When else have you handled change situations? Which of the approaches that we discussed previously seem strange to you? What do you like about the approaches? And what are your limitations? Which one cause you discomfort or concern? How have you been operating so far when it comes to change? What is your usual way of approaching it? Think back to the experiences of change that we discussed in a previous podcast, the positive one and the negative one. Does your preferred style work for you or not? Is there an opportunity for you to adjust your strategy and your approach to change in order to enable you to have a better experience and outcome? What do you conclude from these discussions and comparisons? And what benefits might you experience from making some adjustments to your current style? A second exercise for you to consider is to explore the barriers and enablers for change as you see them. With your colleagues, discuss and capture the things that hinder you, i.e. the barriers, and the things which help you, i.e. the enablers, when you are handling change. You may want to list the barriers and enablers in two columns on a sheet of paper. As you look at the barriers and the enablers, what do you notice? Which of them are more powerful and overriding? Is it possible that the barriers stop the enablers from coming through? How could you change that so that the enablers can counteract some of the barriers for you? In summary, looking at your style and your preferred strategy of dealing with change is a very insightful process. Along with the topic of your preferences in change, which we have discussed in a previous podcast, this level of self-awareness enables you to be more resourceful and more effective when dealing with change phases in the future. At that point, you can then enable others to have the same insight and therefore benefit. And this ends the podcast on the importance of style when dealing with change.